balls. Freeze frame! The floater from five. No attempt by Baker. Got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it in. Nice shot. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
Good evening and welcome to historic Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky for action between the Morehead State Eagles and the host Bellarmine Knights. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Morales along with Dean Harden. The Eagles will be looking to get back to the 500 mark after Friday's loss at Penn State. Right now they're 2-3 on the young campaign. They'll be attempting to do it against a Bellarmine squad that moves the ball around very well on offense and also can be tough to score on at times. We're expecting a really good game here tonight and glad you could join us for it. Stay tuned. We're talking with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Freedom Hall. Morehead State taking on Bellarmine tonight. We're joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, this was a game last year that we remember that was just a tough, physical, defensive struggle. Are we looking at possibly more of the same here this evening?
I think so, yeah. You know, obviously, you know, two battles of wills here. You've got a unique offense and motion offense and how that, you know, Bellarmine plays and approaches the game. And you've got a unique defense and how we do it as well. And so, you know, last year, you know, we were really proud. We held them to a program low 16 first half points, and You know, and so I think we've got a chance to be able to do that again in a little bit different way this year, just with our approach. But I've been really pleased with our preparation over the last couple of days, and just this is going to be a game of great discipline. And we've got to do a better job on the offensive end, Chuck, obviously, with the turnovers the past couple of games, giving our guys an opportunity to get shots up on the rim that we can obviously make, but then we got a chance to rebound as well.
You mentioned that 55 turnovers in the last two games. I know for you that's extremely unacceptable. What's going on there and how do you fix it?
You know, just guys learning to play within themselves and play within the system and trust in what we're trying to do. Everybody's probably trying to do a little too much, you know, hold the ball for one extra second, take one extra dribble, stand in a spot one extra second instead of drifting or cutting, and, you know, too much of watching each other play and really just not complimenting each other. And so we just keep identifying over the last two games in our film sessions the extra play, the extra pass, and the easy play. Extra pass, easy play. That's where our mindset's got to be. And that's going to be really important here tonight, especially with the Bellarmine team. They're not going to get up and pressure you, but they're a very packed in, pack line defensive team. They're going to do a lot of switching, and they're not going to get, you know, outside of their tight, tight gaps. There's going to be often times where they're going to have all five defenders in that painted area. So we got to drive the ball. We've got to have our head up. We've got to have great spacing. And we got to make sure that we're generating good inside-out threes, which we think we can make at a high, high rate. Then we got an opportunity to go rebound those. And now we can showcase what we're doing just by making sure we've got good shot quality and not turning the ball over.
Well, talk about how you defend Bellarmine. This is a team that takes pride in moving the basketball around on the floor very quickly with very few dribbles.
Yeah, you know, they say that. They say they don't, you know, they're going to get a high pass count. They're going to move the ball side to side, side to side. They're going to have high flex screens and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they really want to drive the ball to the middle more often than not. And so they score off of teams who overhelp off their man, and they score on bad closeouts. But really what they get a lot of is tough twos, and that's what we want to force. We just got to make sure that we don't give them any easy baskets by being undisciplined. You know, their guards are going to drive you, and if you cut them off, they're going to back you down, they're going to shoot. So we got to do a great job staying on our feet, holding our ground, walling up, making them score through us, and limit them to one tough shot. Now, then we got a chance to get out and transition and do what we really like to do.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
And we welcome you back to Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. Morehead State on the road. Non-conference action against Bellarmine. Bellarmine led by 19th-year head coach Scotty Davenport. He's won over 400 games with the Knights. Last year, they were 15-18, 9-9 in the Atlantic Sun Conference. They're 1-3 this year. losing, or rather winning last Friday at Bowling Green, 85-67, their first victory of the season. Morehead State led by seventh-year head coach Preston Spradlin, a record of 2-3 after a 74-51 defeat at Penn State on Friday. Starting lineups for this ball game, first of all, for Bellarmine, three guards and two forwards. Morehead State will have that same type of lineup. The first guard is Alex Freem, a 6'5 graduate student from Cincinnati, averaging 7.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, nearly 3 assists per game. The second guard, Peter Suter, a 6'5 sophomore from Carmel, Indiana, averaging 11.5 points, 2.8 rebounds. And the third guard, their top scorer, Ben Johnson from Lexington, Kentucky, a 6'3 redshirt sophomore, averaging more than 14 points and 2 rebounds a game. One of the forwards will be Garrett Tipton, a 6'4 graduate student from Columbus, Ohio, preseason All-A-Sun pick, averaging just about 5 points, 2 rebounds. And the other forward, Langdon Hatton from Georgetown, Indiana, a 6'10 junior, averaging 5.5 points and 4.5 rebounds.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right now we'll go ahead and pause for just a moment as we have the playing of our national anthem here at historic Freedom Hall. Or will we? In just a moment, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we begin this season, Bellarmine basketball and Bellarmine University lost a valuable member of our family in August. Clint Glasscock.
Well, while we have the opportunity, let's start the Morehead State lineup. Three guards, two forwards, as we mentioned. The first guard, Drew Thelwell, a 6'3 senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 12.6 points, 2.6 rebounds. The second guard, Jordan Latham, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri.
Thank you, Clint.
And a moment of silence for a moment, and we'll go ahead and continue. Latham is averaging about 10 points, 5 rebounds a game. And the third guard, Khalil Thomas, a 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging over 8 points and nearly 4.5 rebounds. We'll get to the forwards in just a moment after we go through our national anthem here at Freedom Hall.
Olmsted Academy North, lead us in our national anthem. Oh, can you see why the mountains was so
can give you Morehead State's forwards, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles to start. Minix, a 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, a transfer from Southeastern Florida, averaging a team best 16.2 points a game and 7 rebounds, also tops on the MSU roster. The other forward, Deontay Miles, 7 foot, 240 pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, a transfer from Xavier, averaging 4.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. These two teams have played 8 times before. The series began in 1954-55. Morehead State has won all 8 of the meetings, including last year's contest at Johnson Arena, 62-55. Your officials for this contest, Kyle Bottoms, Will Howard, and Jesse Johnson. We'll come back with more from Freedom Hall here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Before we continue things, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Chuck Moraz along with Dean Harden at Freedom Hall. Moorhead State about to take on host Louisville. Dean, as we talk about this one, you cannot really start to talk about this ball game unless you start to talk about the turnover issue that Moorhead State's been dealing with in the last two games. 55 turnovers in the last two games combined. Moorhead State has to fix that problem tonight.
Pronto. Or Bellarmine will run them out of the gym. This Bellarmine team, we'll talk about them in a minute. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting when you asked Coach Spradlin, Preston Spradlin, about that in the pregame interview. And it's kind of insightful in a way. I can agree that it's just players trying to get used to playing with each other and getting used to the system. But, yeah, that's got to get fixed pronto.
Also defending Bellarmine, the Knights in that 85-67 win over Bowling Green really found their shooting eyes. Hit 58% from the field. That includes 11 of 17 outside the arc.
Yeah, they got hot. To be honest, Bowling Green doesn't play a lot of defense. I watched that game twice, just trying to make sure I saw what I saw. But it was a good win for Bellarmine. They finally get on the win ledger. The other game they played last week was Tuesday down in Chattanooga, where they lost 72-64. And what happened was they were only 8 of 26 from three-point range. So that's 31%. So a big turnaround when they go two nights later to Bowling Green. The other thing that we're going to talk about is what Bellarmine does offensively. I see a lot of motion, and if it's not a typical motion offense, they will do a lot of middle screens off the ball. They don't ball screen very much at all, but it's odd. It's people moving, all five players moving with a purpose. They're very disciplined in what they do. They're very patient. They don't mind getting deep in the shot clocks, but what they do is they wait for a defense to make a mistake, and they usually jump on it.
Well, one thing Moorhead State did not do very much against Bellarmine a season ago is make mistakes defensively. They really shut down the Knights offensively and holding them to just 16 first-half points.
Yeah, and Bellarmine started out really, really slow. If you remember, that was two nights after they had beaten Louisville downtown at the Young Center. So I don't know if there was any hangover from that. I don't know. But you know, Moorhead State that night last year, it was November 12th, they held Bellarmine to 3 of 23 from behind the arc. And Bellarmine will spread out the wealth, too. There's a lot more than one players that will cut it loose for Bellarmine. But, again, for Moorhead State, yes, got to be disciplined on offense. Do not turn the basketball over. Huge discipline on defense. Got to be disciplined on defense.
Moorhead State's offense also needs to get going. Only 38% from the field against Penn State, the loss this last Friday night. And Riley Minix, only 7 points in that game. Moorhead State's top scorer, Drew Felwell, was also in single digits. So MSU needs to get those two guys going. They lead the team in the scoring category. Felwell averaging almost 13 points a contest.
Yeah, I think that'll come. I'm not overly concerned with that. I do believe that will come. But the big thing, though, is you've got to take care of the basketball. You cannot have too many empty possessions.
Orange State dressed in the royal blue uniforms, gold numbers, gold letters, gold and white trim. Bellarmine home white uniforms with the maroon letters and numbers and a bit of gray trim around the numbers and letters. MSU traveling right to left on your radio dial, opening tap control, Miles back to Thelwell. He'll come down central, right to left across the timeline, met out front by Tipton. Bounce left side, Thomas, and back out to Minix straight away. Minix plays it back out, wide left to Miles. Miles on Hatton, one bounce to his right, swinging for it. Thelwell, pass to the right tip, but Minix has it. 10 to shoot, jump feed left side, Thelwell to Lathan. He'll drive to the hole, put it up off the glass, off the rim, and good.
Really good start from Morehead State. Made the extra pass, Jerome Lathan, or Jordan Lathan, able to finish at the rim.
2-0 Morehead State. Bellarmine, offensive end. Freem, back out front, Suter, to the right side, to Hatton. Hatton at the wing and out to Freem. He goes toward the left hash to Johnson. Johnson to Suter. Left angle drive, knocked away by Minix, picked off by Thomas. Morehead State 3-on-3. Thomas in the lane. Back tap. Ball stolen by Suter, who goes out of bounds at the baseline with it. Got to be aware of somebody trailing on those plays.
Yeah, and Khalil was basically 1-on-2, but the trailer was coming up behind him, and it might have actually gotten a little bit of a foul. There was a little bit of contact there.
24 to shoot. Lathan inbounds. High left, catching on the leap. Miles. Miles looking. Back behind him, Lathan, high right, Thelwell. Drew, working on Tipton, plays it down and back out to Thomas between the circles, around the left, Minix at the baseline with 10 on the shot clock. Straight away, Thelwell, set shot three, swish.
Good start for Morehead State. I like the ball movement.
5-0 MSU quickly. Bellarmine offensively has Johnson at the left wing and back out to Hatton around the right. Freem to Suter in the corner, high right. The hat and the frame around the left. It goes in the hat, and then the ball is knocked away and out of bounds, and it's Morehead State basketball. A second turnover now on Bellarmine.
Pass was forced a little bit. Didn't need to go down in there. If you put it in some traffic, and Morehead State was able to rattle it loose.
5-0 MSU. Minix, head of the key. Bounce to his left, near side, at the wing to Thomas. One bounce and back out to Thelwell. Runs to the right hash. Far sideline leaves it. For Lathan, he'll come in, free throw line, jumper, in and out, no. Rebound Miles, they'll reset. Lathan, near side, Thomas, he'll back to his right, take it to the paint, scoop, yes.
Very nice move by Khalil Thomas. Saw a seam there, he's able to take advantage of it and attack the cup.
7-0 Morehead State. Johnson, left wing. Out it goes to Hatton, high right to Tipton to the near side. Suter bounce at the baseline. Johnson coming around for it. Johnson on Lathan, turns left to the lane. Kick out far side, open Suter for three. In and out, no. High in the air, rebound right block. Cleared away, Thelwell, Morehead State. Very good. The offensive end.
Excuse me, Chuck. Very good discipline on the defensive end that time. And one of the things Preston Spradlin was talking about, don't overhelp. They didn't. They stayed with their man.
Thomas, right corner three, bangs off the rim. No, floor rebound out of bounds at the near corner. Minix blocked off, could not get to the basketball. And it will go to Bellarmine with 17:29 to go in the first half. 7-0, Morehead State on top.
Good job by Suter for Bellarmine to box off Minix very, very well. Keep him from chasing that down.
Suter has it, left of the logo to the offensive end. Leaves it at the far hash. Freem out to Johnson to the right, and Tipton back up top to Hatton. He'll leave it back behind him for Suter. He'll come in, free throw line, one-hander, front of the rim and a miss, a rebound inside the paint. Miles, Morehead State.
Morehead State just wearing out Bellarmine on the glass. I don't think the Knights have a rebound yet.
Minix plays it down, near side Thelwell. He'll curl right, go right corner Lathan. He'll back up, feed it back out to Thelwell. High left, Thomas to the corner, and Minix with 8 on the shot clock. Riley on the drive to the right elbow, double team near corner. Down the baseline. Here comes Thomas to the hole with 2 to shoot. Puts it up off the window, off the rim. No. Rebound. Hatton for Bellarmine. Down the floor comes to Freem. Freem at the near side. Clears it back out to Tipton. Can't get in on Minix. And they'll move it around. Hatton to Suter to Freem. Baseline left to Hatton. Hatton on Miles. 10 to shoot. High left Freem. 8 to shoot, 7. Johnson between the circles, right side Suter. One-on-one with Thomas, crossover dribble. Comes to the lane, to his right. Feeds up the 15-footer, back of the rim. Another miss, and Miles, another board for MSU. Up the right sideline, coming with it for MSU, Jordan Lathan. Morehead State really controlling the glass. Lathan jump feed to Thomas left corner along the near wing. Minnickson back out high right to Lathan. Lathan against Johnson. He'll play it down, go to the corner. Thomas, angle drive to the free throw line. Right corner Minnick. Set shot three. Off the iron, no. Rebound tap. Coming up with it, Freem for Bellarmine. Freem bounce back behind him. Straight away, open. Hatton for three. Got it. Check that. Tipton with a bucket.
Finally, Bellarmine gets a three to go down. Finally gets on the board at, what, the 15-40 mark.
Morehead State 3 of 7 from the field. Bellarmine 1 of 4. Minix between the circles holds high. Wide left coming out, Miles. Miles, left to right behind him, hands it off to Thelwell. To the near side, Minix. Left block, Miles. Miles on Hatton, tries to back him down. 6 to shoot, throws it back out to Lathan, 3 to shoot. Right elbow, turns with 1 to shoot. 15-footer, kicks out of the iron, no good. Floor rebound, top of the key, pulled away. Johnson for Bellarmine. To Freem between the circles, far side. Tipton, and out to Johnson. A long three off the rim, no. Baseline right, cleared away by Morehead State's Jordan Lathan.
He shot that miss. In the lobby.
Oh, man.
Deep.
7-3 Morehead State. Lathan works the dribble wide left. Right to left, out for it. Up top, Bellwell, right corner, Minix. Fade away, three ball, bangs it off the rim, no. Rebound knocked to the hardwood. Johnson has it for Bellarmine up the far sideline. He comes to the forecourt. Back behind him, to Tipton. To Freem, drive to the left elbow. Far side, up for the three ball and missing it. Tipton again. Morehead State forces a one and done, getting the rebound. Jordan Lathan off to Thelwell. It goes. Both teams about to make lineup changes. 14-18 to go in the first half. 7-3 Morehead State. Thomas out to Minix. Minix one step to his right, straight away. Lathan has his pass batted away, stolen by Suter, and a foul by Lathan on the pass by Suter. That saved a 2-on-0 break for Bellarmine. First foul of the ball game to Morehead State. We have a timeout on the hardwood with 14:08 left to go in the first half at Freedom Hall. It's Morehead State 7, Bellarmine 3. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bone-in turkey breasts, specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. The 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, just $1.88. And save big with Marie Callender pies, low price of only $5.99. Buy 5 Kraft Heinz planters or Kellogg products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA. IGA.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase 4 new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
14:08 left to go in the first half at historic Freedom Hall in Louisville. Morehead State out in front of Bellarmine 7-3. The Eagles jumped out to a 7-0 advantage, but have cooled off offensively. Now 3 of 9, 1 of 4 outside the arc. Bellarmine 1 of 6, 1 of 4 from beyond the three-point arc. Rebounding right now, 6-5 Morehead State. Turnovers 2-1 Bellarmine. See, Bellarmine's made some lineup changes. They're sending in Billy Smith, 6'7 sophomore from Indianapolis. Also coming in, Desmond McKinney, North Dakota State transfer, 6-foot junior who's about to get the ball and does so. And one other player,
Bash,
I believe.
Whelan.
Bash Whelan, yep. Whelan, a 6'6 graduate student from Cincinnati. McKinney has it toward the left hash, driving on Trent Scott, who comes in for Moorhead. Bounce toward the left baseline. Whelan on Minix, trying to fight to the lane, had it knocked away. Back out to McKinney to the right side. Suter gets around Eddie Ricks to the hole. Blocked from behind by Ricks. But Suter at the left baseline clears it back out. Whelan for three. High off the rim, no. Clearing off the board for Morehead State, Khalil Thomas. That was a good defensive set for Morehead State.
Well, Ricks got beat baseline. He just absolutely got beat, but he made up for it with a pretty athletic move with a block from the behind.
Toward the left elbow, Minix controls back behind him, coming forward, Thelwell. Thelwell near side at the arc, Scott. He'll wheel back out to his right, to the right hash. Ricks, he'll drive free throw line near side. Thelwell for a set shot, three, curls out, no good. Rebound knocked away off the hardwood, picked away by McKinney for Bellarmine. McKinney to the left side and Suter out to Whelan, to the right and Johnson at the near corner. It goes to Smith, out to McKinney, around the left to Whelan, and a pass inside from Suter to Smith, and a foul on Morehead State on the reach-in.
Kind of an unforced error there. Not a really good foul, I didn't think, for Khalil Thomas. I mean, the ball was going to be well out on the wing. It wasn't like he was guarding a block, and it just came in with an obvious foul from the back like that.
First on Khalil, second on Morehead State, inbound with 20 to shoot. Suter, left hash, Johnson. Johnson down low, Smith trying to get in on Thelwell. Bangs inside the lane, fades, fires from 12, left it short. Drew Thelwell, two-hand rebound for Morehead State. Clears it down the floor, right wing offensive end, Ricks. Ricks on Suter, bounce up top, back to his goal, now facing up Minix on Whelan. Left to right for the pass out front. Thelwell in the corner near side, Scott. Scott holding and looking. Still looking, 13 to shoot. Left block extended, Minix, high left, Thelwell. He'll catch, shoot the three, miss it off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound, Minix, double teamed, looking for help, and lost the ball out of bounds and may have been knocked out by a Bellarmine player.
Yeah, but Desmond McKinney got a hand on it, knocked it free. Really good board work that time by Riley Minix. He just did a really nice little spin and kind of hooked him to get the position.
Lathan back in for Morehead State. Tipton has come back in for Bellarmine and Freem also. Lathan at the left wing, 12 to shoot. Minix calling for it, left block extended, gets it from Lathan. Double team, clears it back out, Thelwell, 5 to shoot, right side, Scott. Scott, trap, he'll fade, fire from 17, scoops out, no. Right block rebound, Tipton for Bellarmine. Right sideline, Whelan out to Tipton to the left and Freem. Driving by, Eddie Ricks to the hole, off the glass and in.
Alan Freem.
Freem actually played through a little bit of a contact from Ricks. Could have easily been a whistle there.
7-5, Morehead by two. Scott, offensive end, wide left. Up top coming for it, Thelwell. Wide left, Lathan. Fakes, near corner, Scott. 14 to shoot, back out to his right, and Lathan. Lathan penetrates, goes near side, Ricks. He'll shoot the three, bottom of the glass. No, that didn't even hit the iron at all.
No.
Bellarmine offensive end, Freem. Toward the left side, Smith, and out to Whelan. Cross court near side, McKinney to the near corner, and Freem. Freem on Thelwell, 19 to shoot. Across to Whelan, high left, far corner, McKinney. Driving by Scott, got to the hole. Takes one, spins, 360 move, in and out and back in again. And we're tied at 7.
Trent Scott got beat baseline that time. There was no help. Bellarmine had pretty much ISO'd on the far side, and he got back but couldn't help giving up the basket.
Straight away, Ricks, bounce high left, Minix. Right to left behind him, coming forward, Thelwell. Drew plays it off to the right hash, back up the sideline, Lathan for it. Lathan puts it to the deck, right block extended, Minix. They double on Riley. He'll throw it out to Scott, off his hands. It'll go all the way into the Morehead backcourt where it's an over and back violation. And a shot clock violation, take your pick. Second Morehead State turnover takes us to our next media timeout. 10:39 left to go in the first half at Freedom Hall. It's Morehead State 7, Bellarmine 7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
State had led 7-0 here in Louisville against Bellarmine with 10:39 to go in the first half. But now the Knights have come charging back to tie this game at 7-all. Morehead State only 3 of 13 from the field. Bellarmine 3 of 11 rebounding, 9-9 turnovers, 2-2. And Dean, Morehead State's having trouble with this Bellarmine defense right now.
Yeah, they are. And one of the things Bellarmine's doing is whenever Riley Menix gets a catch on the baseline or short corner, they're coming from the opposite elbow up high and running right at him to a double team. The first time they did it, he was late in recognizing what happened. That's when he got trapped. The second time, he tried to kick it back out, threw it back across the half-court stripe.
After the Morehead foul, Freem near side, inbounds backcourt, McKinney high left, Freem. Morehead man-to-man, bounce left block, Whelan. Kick out high left, Smith on the drive, got by Ricks of the hole, blocked by Miles and Ricks, and out of bounds it goes to Bellarmine. Take your pick on that block.
It was all Deontay Miles, I believe. He got a big ball up there.
Baseline right, 8 to shoot, Bellarmine offensive end. Toward the corner, McKinney will put the ball in play now. Ben Johnson coming in for the Knights, replacing McKinney. Ben Johnson, their top scorer.
2021 Mr. Basketball in Kentucky out of Lexington Catholic High School.
Freem will be the inbounder for Bellarmine. Again, 8 showing on the shot clock. Freem looking, having trouble down low. Smith threw it by him, almost into the Morehead bench. It does roll out of bounds, but Bash Whelan couldn't save it in. Third Bellarmine turnover. Good defense, Morehead State,
well,
on that inbound.
Morehead got bailed out on a bad pass because Drew Thelwell got lost on a rub screen. There was no help, and there was a man wide open right under the block, and they missed him.
Scott down central, right to left. Near side coming for it, Thelwell. High right toward the hash, Scott. 18 on the shot clock. Leaves it out front and hop Miles to the near arc. Thelwell curling out front to his right. High right, Scott, 10 to shoot. Straight away, Lathan. Jordan trying to get in there. Comes right angle drive. Spins, looks, fade, fires, and hits.
Basically, Morehead State just flooded the whole left side of the floor and gave the right side and said, Mr. Lathan, go to work.
Morehead 9, Bellarmine 7. Knights with the ball. Left hash, Tipton. Gets it to the cutting Freem. Couldn't control it. Lathan almost stole it as he tried to feed it to the corner to Johnson, but lost it out of bounds. Changes for Bellarmine. Suter is in there. Also coming back in, Hatton. And for the first time in this ball game, Landon Hacker, a 6-foot redshirt sophomore from Greenwood, Indiana. 16 to shoot. Freem inbounding. Freem holding. Right corner, Johnson covered up quickly. High right, Suter. Back out it goes. A Hacker toward the left and Freem. Bounce left block extended. Johnson turns, fires from 17. It'll rattle and go. Count the basket, and he's fouled by Lathan. He'll get a free throw to boot. Jordan's second foul.
Yeah, Jordan just on the closeout, just closed out just a little too much. Got enough of the wrist to draw the foul.
Game tied at 9. Johnson trying to give Bellarmine its first lead as Thomas will come in for Lathan, who has to sit with those two fouls. Johnson at the line for the year has been very good thus far, 8 of 9. He can give, again, the Knights their first lead, but misses the free throw. Rebound left block, Miles took it away from Suter of Bellarmine and got it back to Scott. So Morehead State dodges that bullet. Scott the other way on Hacker, man-to-man Bellarmine. Left elbow, Ricks backs up, takes it far side. Scott straight away, Thomas around the left, off the hands of Jerome Morton, who just came in for Morehead State. Morton, a 6'4 freshman from Winchester, lost the ball out of bounds. Morehead State's third turnover, and give it right back to Bellarmine.
Now, one thing Morehead State's got to recognize is Landon Hacker's in the ball game, and he's a 3-point specialist. On the year, he's 4 of 7, all from behind the arc.
Johnson at the right arc and back out he goes straight away. Hatton, he'll work the ball around Suter to Freem down the left side to Hacker to the baseline. It comes to Suter. Suter moving in right block, clears it back out. Johnson, 12 to shoot, left side. Hacker, the long three, and he nails it.
Now he's 5 of 8 on the year about there. That was deep.
And Bellarmine indeed does have its first lead at 12 to 9. Scott comes up on Hacker. Scott across the line, bounce between the circles. Riley Minix drives toward the left elbow, back out to Miles. Right hash Scott, straight away Thomas. 16 to shoot. Thomas plays it down one time, right hash Scott. Right block extended, Minix. Riley clears it out. The Thomas ball tipped away out of bounds. Morehead State retains possession with 8 to shoot. And now Drew Thelwell comes in for Trent Scott for Morehead State.
Drew Thelwell returns to the Morehead State lineup, replacing number 11, Trent Scott.
Right hash inbound, Jerome Morton. Morton averaging just about 3.5 points a game. Drops it in to Thelwell. He'll come left between the circles. Driving high left, Minix around the right. Morton to the right corner. And I think we have a foul. Yes, we do, on Suter, who gave him a little shove for the first Bellarmine foul of the ball game. So the Morehead State offense will have a new 20 on the shot clock with a right hash inbound. Freshman Jerome Morton.
Would have been Jerome's first three-point make of the year. It hit nothing but net.
Thelwell bounce right side, coming for it, left to right, Thomas. Thomas clears it back out, Minix. They'll run the weave now out for it. Thelwell for the handoff. Near side, Morton. He'll try another three with the left hand. Right block, rebound at the baseline. Freem for Bellarmine. Looking through traffic to Suter at the left sideline in the offensive end. To Johnson, swings it out front to the near side. Hacker, fadeaway three, air ball. It's caught by Miles for Morehead State. To Thomas, left sideline, Thelwell cutting to his right to the logo into the offensive end. Left block, rebound to the baseline. The runner missed everything.
Miles did a great job sealing off, and him gave him a wide open lane, and just must have come off his hand wrong.
Suter out to Hacker to the right side. Hatton to the near corner. Freem and out to Johnson. To Hatton. He'll move in left of the paint. Miles with him. Bounced down low, threw it away as he was trying to get the cutting Johnson, who was well guarded by Drew Thelwell. And Bellarmine with its fourth turnover. 7:24 left to go in the first half at Freedom Hall. It's Bellarmine 12, Morehead State 9. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Morehead State trailing to Bellarmine at Freedom Hall 12-9, 7:24 to go in the first half. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is basketball tonight on the Eagles Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
We figured this would be a defensive struggle, and it's been every bit of that. Morehead State only 4 of 16 from the field. Bellarmine 5 of 15. The Knights have hit 2 of 7 outside the arc. Morehead State 1 of 8. Rebounding to Bellarmine 12-11. Turnovers 4 for Bellarmine, 3 for MSU.
Interesting, Bellarmine with that one rebound edge. They came into this ball game and they're averaging, getting out rebounded about 6.5 boards per ball game. And Morehead State's a pretty good rebounding team. And I know Bellarmine's played a couple of Power Five conference teams, Washington, Kansas State, and that kind of skews those results. But Morehead State's played a couple too, and they've hung with them on the boards for the most part.
McKinney back in for Bellarmine. Thelwell runs left wing for MSU, turns right, comes back out front. 20 on the shot clock. High left for Minix. He'll take it to the line. Double, triple team. Straight away. Thomas open. A three. Off the iron, off the glass. No offensive rebound. Miles, baseline left. The layup, it's in.
Deontay Miles is the biggest kid on the floor, biggest player on the floor. And he's playing a little bit of bully ball right now on the boards.
Morehead down by one. Defends 12-11 Bellarmine. Out front, Smith to the right. The hacker to the near corner, McKinney. Back out it goes to Whelan. To the far side, and Smith. Smith at the wing, Hacker, wide left, Suter. 11 to shoot, near side, driving Smith into Thomas to the block. Cut off there, tries to feed it back out. Hacker does so. McKinney to Suter, left angle drive to the paint on Miles. The one-hander from five, in and out, no. Minix high in the air with a one-hand rebound for MSU.
Really good defensive possession that time for Morehead State. Really like the discipline they used. Bellarmine threw all that motion at him, and they stayed with it.
Points here, gives Morehead State the lead again. Thelwell, jump feet down, no, Miles for the two-hand slam.
Basket by Miles.
Bellarmine overcommitted. They looked at Riley Minix, and the man underneath overcommitted. They were going to go double him, and they left Miles all alone underneath.
13-12 Eagles, 6 minutes to go, first half. Hacker, high right, down the near wing, Suter. Straight away, Smith, wide left, Hacker, down the far sideline, McKinney. McKinney looking against the man-to-man to Whelan, driving into Miles. Fakes, looks, kick out near side, Smith toward the right corner, McKinney high right, open Whelan, set shot three, it's in.
Whelan had a chance there to go up against Miles in the paint, and he said, no, thank you, you've got a couple blocks already. But he bounced it back out, Miles didn't go out with him far enough, and he drills the three.
15-13, Morehead down by two. Minix left angle drive, took a bump from Suter, left corner, Thelwell out to Morton, right side, open, Thomas, jacking the three, no, offensive rebound, Minix put back on the wraparound, no, tapped up, no, again he's got the rebound, he'll wrap it around and score with a right hand.
If at first you don't succeed, try again, third time to the charge for Riley Minix.
We're tied at 15, 5:11 to go, first half. Right wing McKinney, straight away Smith, far side Suter to the left corner, and Whelan. Whelan driving on big Deontay Miles, takes it to the paint, kick out near side, Suter out to Hacker to the far side, McKinney left block, knocked away by Minix. He took it from Suter and he'll hold it and wait for things to clear. Bellarmine's fifth turnover. Both teams about to make lineup changes. Two for Morehead State, three for Bellarmine. Thelwell on the move, wide right. Wide left, Miles. He'll take it left to the lane. Turn up and under, looks, and then kicks it out straight away. Minix. Minix on McKinney toward the near arc and Thomas. Back to the corner. Minix driving the left baseline. Tries to fight to the hole. And he took a bump and then stepped out of bounds. And it's a turnover, Morehead State.
Wow, there's a ton of contact there.
Sure was. Johnson, Freem, and Tipton coming in for Bellarmine. Morehead State returns Trent Scott to the lineup. Yeah, I thought that could have easily been a foul.
It was a foul.
Okay, and you're an official, so you'd know.
I used to.
Smith at the right arc. Looks against the man-to-man, back out to Tipton on Thomas, who gives him space. Got the screen, drive right, got to the right block on Miles, who cuts him off. Feeds it out to Smith at the far side. Fakes on Ricks. Out it goes to Johnson to the near side. Whelan, 10 to shoot. Angles in on Miles to the right corner. Smith. Smith on Ricks. Takes it. Right angle. Spins to his right. 10-footer. Hits it.
It's a pretty nice move by Billy Smith, the transfer from Miami of Ohio. Just took Ricks right in there and just did a little spin and a fader.
17-15, Bellarmine. Morehead works the offense. Morton, right side. Scott, he'll dribble it back up the arc to the logo, and Morton, Jerome, down the near arc, takes it to the free throw line, high right, Thomas. Scott, check that. Scott, high left, goes baseline left. Out to Morton. Morton on the drive, four to shoot. He'll take it with a left-hand layup, miss it. Ball ricochets out of bounds, and they say Morehead State basketball.
It cannot be.
I thought it was a shot clock violation because that layup didn't draw iron.
Morehead State missed a big opportunity right there because they had a huge mismatch inside. And we'll talk about that on the other side.
Media timeout, 3:32 left to go in the first half at Freedom Hall. Bellarmine 17, Morehead State 15. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moorhead State trailing the Bellarmine at Freedom Hall in Louisville, 17-15, 3:32 left to go in the first half. Dean, you and I were talking during the break. Deontay Miles from Moorhead State, the biggest guy out on the floor. And I think if he can get the ball inside, he can score at will, because Bellarmine has nobody that can match with big Deontay.
No, Deontay Miles is a match, is a mismatch for about anybody. He's just a matchup problem for Bellarmine. And that last trip was a prime example. He got switched off with Ben Johnson, was trying to guard him underneath. Ben Johnson goes 6'3", 195. Deontay Miles, 7'2", 240. Moorhead had four touches of the basketball, but they couldn't find Miles underneath, which would have been an easy two.
Frame to the right, arc down low to Johnson. Took a bump from Scott as he caught the pass, and Trent with his first foul. Moorhead State's fourth. By the way, Miles out of the ball game for Moorhead State. Zach Ayemi, a 6'9 graduate student from Houston, in the contest. 22 to shoot. Baseline right. Freeman bounding for the Knights.
Good minutes for Miles so far tonight.
Throws it out to the right hash. Saving it in. Tipton right there across to Whelan. Whelan on Ayemi. Back out to Tipton straight away to the right side at the arc and Smith. Smith on Thomas. Clears it back out to Johnson. Whips it off to the left and Whelan. Whelan to Smith coming out. Smith on the move. Left of the lane to the hole with a scoop and a miss and a rebound. Ayemi for Moorhead State. To Scott, weaving through traffic to the offensive end. Trent Scott stops right wing and comes left up top to the near side. Ricks. Ricks looking for the penetration. He'll drive, move inside the lane. The scoop, the miss, got it back. Clears it out to the left side. Morton with an air ball three that's caught by Smith at the other end. Had a good look and just missed everything. Whelan driving on Ayemi. Turns to his right to the baseline. To the far corner. Johnson along the far wing. Whelan around for it. Bash Whelan, a couple of bounces, and back to the near side. Smith to the right corner, and Johnson on Morton. Right angle drive. Shoves off, puts up the short shot, heel of the iron, and in.
I don't know, that's not an offensive foul, quite frankly. Johnson just took his left arm and took his tricep and put it right in his chest and just knocked him over.
Johnson with four, 19-15 Bellarmine. Ricks to the right side, Scott. Scott with a left-hand pass, high left to Thomas. Thomas back to Ricks. Back to Thomas, high right, the long three, swish!
Just what the doctor ordered for Moorhead State. Finally gets something good to go down from long range.
Thomas with five, Moorhead within one. In the lane, Tipton out to Whelan, to Freem at the left side, high left, Johnson to the near side, Smith. Smith on Ricks, 14 to shoot, got it down low to Freem, trapped by Trent Scott, and they're going to say a bump on Scott and a foul on Trent, number two, and Moorhead State with five.
Foul is on number 11.
Yeah, it's a foul. It's tough because it wasn't a ton of contact, but it was enough to knock the man off balance.
Minix and Thelwell in for Moorhead State. Suter back in for Bellarmine. 20 on the shot clock, 1:40 to go in the first half. Bellarmine baseline right, will inbound. Freem. Freem holding, Ricks waving his arms, trying to distract it. And now, too much time. Or a timeout. Did they get the timeout?
Scotty Davenport is asking for a hook and hold. He's talking over there with our referee tonight, Will Howard.
Looks like a 30-second timeout taken by Bellarmine.
Trent Scott was really on top of Ben Johnson trying to deny the inbounds pass, and there was a lot of contact, and there was some holding and grappling both ways.
And we've seen a lot of holding and grappling both ways at both ends, and a lot of contact. It's been a physical game. 19-15, Bellarmine leads by one. 1:40 left to go in the first half. Morehead State, 8 of 26 from the field, not quite 31%. Bellarmine at 40%, 8 of 20. When you talk about rebounds, Morehead State leads at 17-14. Turnovers, 5-4 Bellarmine. Bellarmine will inbound again, 20 on the shot clock. And this will be Peter Suter as the inbounder for the Knights with Ricks in his face. Looks down low. Instead, bounce right side. Johnson takes that bounce, fires up a three and missed it. Minix, the rebound, and wraps both arms around it and then gives it to Scott. Scott down central across the timeline with a right-hand dribble to his left up top to Minix to Scott. Scott, give and go right back to Riley Minix with a scoop and score.
Beautiful little give and go that time by Riley Minix and Trent Scott.
Morehead on top, 20-19. Left wing, Tipton. Out it goes to Johnson, the frame right corner Suter. Down low. And a steal by Thelwell. Drew Thelwell near sideline on the drive. Will slow it down, wait for the cavalry to catch up. Bounce up top, coming right to left board. Minix hands behind him. Thelwell has the basketball. Double team. Left corner Scott. Scott on the angle drive. Took a bump, goes baseline right, feeds up the wild shot that barely draws glass. Taken off by Suter, long down the floor to Freem. To the far side, Tipton for three, air ball, and Thelwell saves it in. Had touched it, then realized it was about to go out of bounds and grabbed it to secure the basketball for MSU.
Pretty good transition defense for Morehead State. They got back and contested that long three, and now Preston Spradlin will get a timeout. They use it or lose it.
35.2 seconds to go in the half. Dean, it's been a very frenetic and fast-paced half. Not a lot of scoring, but it's been end-to-end.
It has been. It's been up and down the floor, end-to-end. And then once, you know, an offensive gets established on one end of the floor, they're really going deep into both shot clocks. Of course, we expect that out of Bellarmine. Morehead State's not any stranger to that either. So, and goodness gracious, we haven't been playing more than, 40 minutes, and we're almost done with the first half.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of fouls called.
No, and they've let things go for the most part. And I'd say letting them go at both ends. Morehead State from here back at home on Wednesday to play Midway at 3 p.m. That is a women's men's doubleheader. The MSU women playing at 1 o'clock against Ohio, followed by that men's game, Morehead State and Midway.
That'll be the third night in a row Midway's playing. They play tonight at Tennessee State. They're here tomorrow to play Bellarmine, and then they travel to Morehead to play Morehead State on Wednesday.
35.2 seconds to go in the half. 19 to shoot for Morehead. Left sideline inbound near the hash. Thomas out to Thelwell. Thomas Ford back out to Ricks. The right hash up the sideline. Lathan clears it back out to Minix, and we've got a reach-in foul on Bash Whelan of Bellarmine. His first, only the second Knights foul.
Some of the Morehead State faithful across the way with a Bronx cheer for the officials for finally getting a call.
26.9 seconds now to go in the half. Reset the shot clock at 20. Inbounding, Lathan. Short feed in, Thelwell running right. Far hash coming for it. Lathan, right sideline, Ricks. Angle drive for Eddie, knocked away from behind on the foul on Bellarmine. On the reach in with 16.9 seconds to go in the half. Peter Suter with his second, third on the Knights overall.
Morehead can run out the clock and not give Bellarmine another chance here.
Landon Hacker will come in for Suter. They're protecting him with those two fouls. Morehead State will have the ball with the shot clock turned off again. 16.9 seconds to go in the first half as inbounding will be Jordan Lathan. Lathan out to Thomas, catching over his head. Right side to Lathan, steps left. Right corner, Ricks down low. Minix all by himself. Two-hand slam.
Extra pass. That's what Preston Spradlin was talking about in the pregame interview, and that time it worked beautifully.
2 seconds to go. Freem right side from 15 as the horn sounds. Thomas fouled him. He'll get two free throws. Morehead State up 22 to 19, and Thomas couldn't believe the call, but I thought it was a good one.
Yeah,
and that's the second foul on Khalil, and Morehead State with number six of the half. Neither team got to the bonus, but Bellarmine, with time expired in the first 20 minutes of play, will get a couple of free throws.
Well, now the officials,
are they going over to see if there is some time left?
I think Will Howard and Jesse Johnson are gathered over there where the replay equipment is, and I think that's what they're going to look at is the clock when the whistle blew. It's interesting that I've noticed here that the referees are not using the precision timing system, the thing they put on their belts, the
right, right.
clicker, which would stop the clock automatically when the whistle blows.
Wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't work in this gym. I don't know. Because I know you have to program the scoreboards and everything, but you would think in Freedom Hall that had been done a long time ago.
Sure.
So they reset the clock to 0.9.
And Bellarmine will have Alex Green line right for two. He's a good free throw shooter, 5 of 6 on the year. Came in averaging 7.5 points a game.
Bellarmine's a good free throw shooting team, coming in at 78% as a team.
Conversely, Morehead State 71%.
Which isn't bad.
No, that's pretty good. Freem, first free throw up. Right. Left it short off the rim, no good.
You can see it as soon as he left his hand.
He just kind of rushed it looked like.
Maybe, yeah.
Morehead State up by 3, and Freem with another free throw with under a second to go. First half, Deontay Miles about to check in. Freem drills home the next free throw. He's got 3 in the game in terms of points. Miles will come in for Ricks. Morehead State will have Thelwell as the inbounder to go 94 feet right to left. And he'll look for the home run feed here, I think. Into Miles, back to Thelwell. He'll try about a three-quarter court shot that hits the clock above the basket at the end to our left. It wouldn't have counted had it gone anyway. It came too late. And we're at the half at Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. Your score, Morehead State 22, Bellarmine 20. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden, coming back with our halftime activities in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowland counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back at Freedom Hall, I'm Chuck Charles, along with Dean Harden, MSU, on top of Bellarmine, 22-20. It's been a back-and-forth defensive struggle tonight. Dean, Morehead State getting the best of things right now.
Right now they are. This reminds me so much of the game last year in Johnson Arena, where Morehead State held Bellarmine 16 first-half points. Difference was they scored 28.
It's really, really tight right now. It is a grind. It's very, very physical at times. It gets very, very physical. Both these teams are really good defenders, too. And I think Morehead State's done a really good job on the defensive end. This stuff that Bellarmine runs, it's not easy, and it's complex, it's elegant, and they're very good at it. Morehead State, so far, so good. They've done a really good job. Need to work on the offensive end at, you know, making that ball go in the hole a little bit better.
Let's go ahead and look at the numbers for the first half of play. First of all, for Bellarmine, led so far in scoring by Ben Johnson with 4 points. 3 points apiece, Alex Freem, Garrett Tipton, Bash Whelan, and Landon Hacker. 2 points for Desmond McKinney, two more for Billy Smith. Bellarmine, 8 of 22 from the field, 36%, 3 of 10 outside the arc, 1 of 3 at the line. Out-rebounded by MSU 19-15, Knights with only 2 offensive boards. They also have 3 assists and 6 turnovers in the first half. As for Morehead State, the top scorer is Riley Minix with 6 points. 5 points coming from Khalil Thomas, 4 points apiece, Deontay Miles and Jordan Lapin. Drew Thelwell with 3. Eddie Ricks, Trent Scott, Jerome Morton, and Zach Iemi played but didn't score. Morehead State, 10 of 29 from the field, 34.5%, 2 of 11 outside the arc, has not shot a free throw, again out-rebounding the Knights. 19-15, Morehead State with 6 offensive rebounds to go along with 5 assists, 4 turnovers, and 2 blocks. Your score at halftime at Freedom Hall. Morehead State 22, Bellarmine 20. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore's Black Friday sale with incredible deals and once-a-year savings you have to see to believe. New merchandise is arriving daily, so now's the best time to update your home and save. Leather recliner with power headrest, only $5.99 while they last, plus no interest up to 2 years with approved credit. So many deals, so little time. The Black Friday sale at Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Jeremy Glover, new enrollment services counselor for military and adult students in MSU's Transition Center. Jeremy, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So you yourself entered the Air Force in 2000. Can you tell us about that experience and how it's informed this new role?
I did. 2 weeks after I graduated, I joined the Air Force and went through basic training and technical training to be a C-130 crew chief. And the Air Force is the only branch that has their own college called the Community College of the Air Force. Eventually, I decided to go ahead and pursue my associates, which was basically just finishing up all of my general education requirements once I had completed all my tech schools and everything like that. And then once that was finished, I decided to go ahead and enroll in what some might call more of a traditional college experience that wasn't completely traditional anyway.
Okay, so you yourself, when you're helping these students, you have the military experience, you have the experience of being a non-traditional student and making that transition yourself. How do military and veteran students have a different experience in higher education than what you would call maybe traditional students?
For me, the biggest difference is the age, because you may be coming into it 4 years later, 10 years later, in the case of myself. So while I was going through getting my bachelor's degree, I only had one what would be called traditional college on-campus course, and I definitely felt a little out of place there. Was older than everyone, but it was fine. It was a good experience doing that. But a lot of my courses were online or night classes.
And is like the technical aspect of college, because it's not just classes, it's also a lot of paperwork and going to the right offices, talking to the right people. Is that different for military veteran students than it is others, maybe coming straight out of high school?
Really only the offices are different. Once you figure out the college of this, you go to this person or this advisor, mm-hmm. or you go to the admissions department for this part of it. So once you figure out how to really navigate that, it's all the same as when you're in the military, because you have various offices there you have to go to as well.
I see. Okay. And how does MSU's Transition Center help these students?
So once a student goes to moreheadstate.edu and they complete the online application, will be notified, and there's a block they check for military affiliated, which also includes the dependents of military. So it's not limited to active duty, guard, or veterans themselves, but also their dependents. Mm. So I get notified, and then I reach out and see what they're eligible for.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jeremy Glover, Enrollment Services Counselor for Military and Adult Students in MSU's Transition Center. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back, Morehead State. On top of Bellarmine, 22-20, as we point toward the second half. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Dean Harden. Dean, we had a fast-moving defensive struggle in the first half. To be honest with you, I'm looking for more and the same in the second half. This may come down to a final possession.
It could. I mean, and you know, it's the DNA of both of these teams. It's how they play. Like I said, and we spoke about it as soon as we got off the air on the second in the first half. You know, the game can go pretty quickly if there's not a lot of whistles. And there sure wasn't in that first half. I expect it to get a little tightened up. I think the officiating at times was a little loose. And I expect them to maybe tighten it up a little. Not that it was bad officiating, but at a couple points, the game got a little rugged.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see if the whistles tighten up a little bit in the second half, too, because we've seen that occur before.
Sure, and, you know, in... halftime, the teams go and, you know, and make their adjustments and plan for the second half. The officiating crews do, too. They review what happened in the first half. And there's a lot of things that happen on the floor, especially with people talking, players talking back and forth, that we can't see or hear. But on the floor, you can see it and hear it. And I haven't noticed anything all that bad in this game. But there might be something they said, well, you know, we got to take, you know, keep an eye on number five in white and three in blue, make sure that, you know, that doesn't get out of hand.
Right. For Morehead State, they've got to find a way to get some of their long-range shooters on track and hitting some shots, and that will open things up for Deontay Miles and Riley Minix under the goal, because when they've gotten the ball underneath, they pretty well had their way.
They have. And, you know, Morehead State's a size mismatch for Bellarmine. And it's just, you know, they're a little bit bigger, and they move pretty well. Morehead State's big men do. And so, yeah, that's a mismatch. Bellarmine's done a good job on Morehead State as far as the three-point shooters. They'll close out. They stay pretty compact most of the time, but they will close out very, very well on a shooter. And that's what we've seen in the first half.
Your score at halftime, 22-20. Morehead State leads Bellarmine. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's $1 bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Today and each day throughout our more than 100 years of serving area farmers, the Hinton Mills team remains thankful to celebrate faith, family, friends, and farming. During this season of Thanksgiving, we don't want to miss the opportunity to say thank you for allowing us to do so. In order for the Hinton Mills team to enjoy time with our families, we'll be closed Thanksgiving Day, but we'll be open this Friday and Saturday to provide you with the quality products and the service that you deserve. Best wishes for a blessed Thanksgiving from the Hinton Mills team. Hinton Mills. Serving area farmers since 1918.
Both teams at the respective bench areas. Morehead State up on Bellarmine, 22-20. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Dean Harden. Don't forget, Morehead State's basketball teams both at home on Wednesday. The women at 1 o'clock against Ohio. The men against Midway at 3. And all the action begins on the ESN at 12:45. That afternoon. For Bellarmine, coming out, Patton, Cream, Tipton, Johnson, and Suter. Morehead State probably sending out its starting five. Bellarmine will have the ball midcourt near side. Alex Cream will put the ball in play. And it appears that Morehead State will answer with Thelwell, Latham, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. The same five that opened up this contest in blue and gold. Freem gets the ball, drops it backcourt. Johnson runs across the line. Left wing to Tipton. To Freem, runs the right wing. Right block to Suter on Minix. He'll turn to his left, turn to his right, back to his left. Kick out far side to Tipton, to Johnson, to Freem around the left to Hatton. Angles in, back behind him. Suter can't find his shot. Johnson has it. Right wing Freem, 10 to shoot. Right block extended. Off it goes to Hatton. Used his forearm to push off on Miles. Hook missed. And I think they're going to get Miles for a foul. I'll tell you what, there could have been an offensive foul there very easily.
Yeah, he pushed off with his right arm. I mean, he put his right arm right in the chest of Deontay Miles and gave himself just a little bit of room. Now, Miles, when he blocked the shot, yes, he got hand.
Miles with his first foul. This will send Langdon Hatton line left for two. His team down by two. Hatton's first one up, shoves it, and hits it. And he really did kind of shove it up there. He didn't really shoot it. His first point.
It was more of a push, wasn't it?
Yep. 4 of 7 at the line is Langdon Hatton for the season now. They've not shot a lot of free throws as a team.
No, well, they don't do a lot of driving and creating contact where they create the chance for the official to blow the whistle.
Second free throw also good. We're tied at 22. Morehead State's first possession offensive end. Second half, high right, Miles. Miles across to Thelwell. Gets it to the cutting Miles at the block. Turns to his right. Hooks it up with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound tapped in the air. Still battling for it. Now high right. Minix gets it to Latham. Far side. Thelwell open for three. High off the rim. No. Again, the battle for the rebound. Ball bounced up. Came off to Bellarmine. Suter. Couple Shooters to Freem. Left angle drive to the hole. The runner from five rolls off the rim. No, Minnick's got the rebound. Suter went down, and another foul on Morehead State.
You're going to get a foul on Drew Feltwell. I couldn't see who went flying in there trying to get the rebound. It might have been Johnson. And Feltwell just gave him just a little bit of a shove in the back.
First foul on Drew. Second on Morehead and a half. Reset the shot clock at 20. Baseline right. Peter Suter with the Knights inbound. Looks inside. Baseline left wide open for the layup, and the two is Garrett Tipton. Snuck free and puts Bellarmine on top with his fourth and fifth points. It's 24-22 Knights. At the right arc, Feltwell. Straight away, Miles to the near side, Latham. He'll play it down on Johnson and back out to Feltwell. Feltwell between the circles, leaves it there for Minnick to the right side, Thomas. Takes it to the right baseline, fake the shot, now penetrates the lane, turn, jump and shoot from 10, air ball.
Might have been
partially deflected.
Might have been blocked.
Freem has it, right sideline, Johnson. Straight away, Freem. Freem on Miles. Bounce down low. Got it to Hatton. Hatton with Minnick on him, puts up the short shot, partially blocked by Riley, and Miles has it for MSU. Feltwell.
Through the logo. Both ways.
Yeah. Minnick straight away to the near corner. Thomas, catch and shoot three, missed it. Rebound right back to him. He'll throw it out straight away to Feltwell. Back to the near corner, and Thomas coming down the baseline. Feltwell, high right for a triple, and he drills it.
Extra pass for Morehead State twice. Really nice job.
Drew with six. Morehead State up by one, 25-24. Bellarmine works the offense. Hat, right angle drive into Miles to the baseline. Clears it back out, far side, Freem for a three. Off the iron, no floor, rebound, baseline left. Morehead State, Drew Feltwell. Feltwell, near sideline to the offensive end. Cutting left, top of the key, near side, Minnick's open. Riley puts it to the deck, comes to the lane. The running one-hander hits it.
They've really held Riley Minnick's down tonight, but whenever he gets that kind of opportunity, he's hard to do anything with.
He's got 8 points now to lead his team, 27-24, Morehead by three. Hatton between the circles. No one on him. Back out to Freem to his right to Tipton. Around the right, Johnson. He'll catch, shoot the line, drive three. Left block, rebound, Morehead State, Latham. Latham, right sideline to the front court. Turns it left and back out wide left to Feltwell. Drew Feltwell works the dribble high right. Plays it off to Thomas. Free throw line, Minnick's. Back behind him, Thomas. Thomas, 12 to shoot. Takes it to the goal. Lays it up off the glass, off the rim. No whistle, foul. He should get two free throws.
Yeah, Johnson just rode him all the way down the side of the lane.
Ben Johnson's first is the first for the Knights in the second half. They're about to make two lineup changes. And Morehead State will have a shooter at the line, up 27-24 with 16:48 to play in this contest.
Thomas at the line.
Khalil Thomas on the year. Only two free throws, made one. First free throw up, lip of the rim, a miss.
You can see it, as soon as it came off his hand, you knew it was short.
He's got 5 points from the field. Zach Iemi in for Miles. Billy Smith in for Bellarmine, also Bash Whelan. Thomas trying to salvage the second charity toss, puts it on the way and got it.
Much better looking shot.
Yeah. Morehead State by four, 28-24. Suter. Left hash Smith out to the line and Johnson to the right hash. Almost behind Freem. Just saw it at the last second. Back out to Suter. 20 on the shot clock. Suter driving left of the lane on Minnick's. To the baseline. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound in the lane. Freem back to Johnson. From the angle left side from 10 off the glass and through.
Freem has a little bit better size than Drew Feltwell. Just was able to go up over top of him and grab the rebound.
2-point game, Morehead State. Minnick's up top from Feltwell. Far side, Thomas. Back out front, Feltwell. 18 to shoot. Drew on the drive. Far corner, Thomas. Fakes angles in. Back out to Feltwell. Fakes a man in the air. Back to Thomas. He'll shoot the three and drill it.
Two-man game between Feltwell and Thomas. He just wore it out over on that left side.
9 points for Khalil Thomas. If he heats up, he can give Morehead State a whole lot of offensive help. 31-26, MSU on top. Whelan on the drive on Iemi. Back to the corner. Tipped by Minnick's. Saves it in somehow. Great job to Iemi. To Feltwell.
Got to be careful saving it in under your own bucket, though.
Oh, yeah. High left, Feltwell turns right, comes out front. Iemi sets the screen. Feltwell, wide right, Minnick's. He sets his feet. Three ball, yes!
Great one basket by Minnick's.
Minnick's with 11. Morehead State by 8. Biggest lead of the night for the blue and gold. Bash Whelan at the right arc for Bellarmine. Bounce down low. Got it to Johnson. Turns over Minix. Puts it up off the back of the rim. Twice it in.
Johnson's giving up about 4 inches to Ryan Minix. And what he did, he just kind of circled and then went up really, really quickly before Ryan could get up and try to block the shot.
34-28, Morehead State. 15:05 to go in this contest. Between the circles, Minix, high left, Iemi. Tried to get it to the cutting Lathan. Threw it behind him. Stolen by Smith. They're 3-on-2. Smith looks for help as he now backs it up between the circles. Johnson, left side to Freem. He'll move into a jump shot of 15 feet and miss it. Free throw line rebound, Minix, Morehead State.
It's almost like both of these teams having to work so hard on the defensive end that it's taking their legs out from them. So I don't know.
Fellwell skips it outside the left elbow to Minix. He'll turn right, look for the opening. He'll take it left of the lane to the block. Turn, shoot, miss. They fight for the rebound. Out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Bash Wheeland as he was dueling Iemi. It's Morehead State basketball as we have our first media timeout of the second half. 14:27 to go in this contest at Freedom Hall. It's Morehead State 34, Bellarmine 28. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA Open Acres spiral sliced half hams are specially priced for only $2.99 a pound. Number one sweet potatoes are just 79 cents a pound. And two large 14-ounce cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce are only $4. Buy five Kraft, Heinz, Planters, or Kellogg's products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Morehead State leads here in Louisville over Bellarmine, 34-28 with 14:27 left to play. Morehead State has outscored the Knights in the second half, 12-8. Thus, the six-point lead. The Eagles are now shooting almost 37% from the field. Bellarmine, 35.5. Rebounding, 26-19 MSU. Turnovers, the Knights have 7, the Eagles have 5. Your top scorers, Morehead State getting 11 points from Riley Minix, 9 more from Khalil Thomas. Ben Johnson leads Bellarmine with 8. Desmond McKinney has come in along with Landon Hacker for Bellarmine. Also coming in for the first time in this game, Zach Jennings, a 6'5 senior from Burlington, Kentucky. See if Morehead State has made any changes. Looks like Eddie Ricks is now in the ballgame.
Giving Renix a blow.
Full court pressure. We'll check that. The ball come in. Thomas in the left corner missed the three. Rebound knocked away out of bounds. I think Iemi touched it last.
Yeah.
And it's Bellarmine basketball. Yep. Messed up on which end we were playing at for a moment there. Here's McKinney the other way down the left side to Whelan. Back out to the line and Freem. Freem on Thomas. High left to Jennings. Down the near wing to Whelan. Straight away, McKinney, high right Freem, far sideline, Jennings. Jennings, one bounce, back out he goes to Hacker, high left to Freem, right elbow, coming for it. Whelan takes it to the hole, over Iemi and scores.
He just took it right into the body of Iemi, and that meant that Iemi couldn't get off the floor. He took that little bit of a bump, and then Whelan went up really, really quickly. It's a nice move.
Whelan with 5, Morehead State's lead at 4, 34-30. Ricks, left elbow to Iemi, who faces up. Ball knocked away. Got it back. Hands it to Fellwell right there. 14 to shoot. Drew on the left angle drive to the right corner to Ricks, who threw it through a lot of traffic. It tipped a couple of times. Ball loose. Fellwell falls on it. Jump ball called. And it's MSU possession with the light. And so Miles coming in for Moorhead for Yemi. Six on the shot clock. Trent Scott also checking in for the Eagles as he replaces Lathan. Riley Minix, after a quick break, will take Thomas off the floor. Left hash inbound, Moorhead State, Drew Thelwell again, just six on the shot clock. In comes to Scott of the emblem. Scott, four to shoot, three to shoot. Far side, Thelwell, two to shoot with one to shoot. The three, rims off, no, right block. It's cleared off by Ricks on the offensive rebound, out to Scott. Scott down the right arc to the baseline. Comes inside. Wrap around left and roll and go.
There we go. And we talked about it at halftime how we expect Trent Scott to maybe take a little charge of it. And this time he showed some really good authority.
36-30 Moorhead State. Jennings far side coming back out for it. Whelan. Whelan at the left wing. Freeman out the hacker between the circles. Right there, McKinney to the right corner. Whelan driving on Ricks to the hole. Blocked by Eddie out of bounds. And they'll give it right back to the Knights. Well, it looks like their goal is to attack the hole on either Ricks or Miles or Yemi.
That's how Miles came down, closed, doubled down from the high post and got a piece of that block, too.
McKinney inbounds, near corner Freem, nine to shoot. He'll drive the angle on Miles, kick out far side McKinney. He'll penetrate, look for the shot, miss everything. Taken down by Eddie Ricks for Moorhead State. Minix, left sideline, offensive end Scott. He'll drive to the paint. Look, stop, and what do we got here? A foul, I think, on Freem.
And on the other end, Scotty Davenport and the whole staff were up in arms when Desmond McKinney went down to the floor, but there wasn't hardly any contact. He just went to the floor trying to buy one.
Johnson and Suter now in for Bellarmine. Also coming in will be Garrett Tipton. Moorhead State with 22 on the shot clock. Offensive end baseline left inbound through Thelwell. Thelwell holds and looks, trying to find Scott. Instead, back out to Miles. Left hash up the sideline. Scott for it. Curls out front. Left wing. Thelwell, high right. Scott for three. In and out, no. Rebound inside the paint. Bash Whelan for Bellarmine. He'll do it himself up the right sideline to the front court. Back out to Suter. Wide left, Tipton. 20 on the shot clock to Jennings around the right to Suter. Far corner, Johnson. Foul away from the ball. I think they got Riley Minix.
Yeah, Riley Minix was trailing. I believe he was trailing Peter Suter, who was going around the left wing. And got rubbed off on a little bit of the screen and just kind of grabbed him.
Minix with his first, MSU's third of the half. Looks like Moorhead State has sent Jordan Lathan back on the floor for Thelwell. 20 on the shot clock. Inbound right corner for Bellarmine to Johnson to Whelan. Out front to Jennings, left side to Tipton, bangs into Lathan, using that shoulder, shovels up a shot as he gets inside and scores.
It's just really good, strong move by Tipton. He's got a little more bulk than Jordan, and he just took him right to the cup.
Tipton was seven. Scott the other way. Moorhead State leads 36-32. Minix far side to Ricks and back out to Scott. Scott up top on the drive. Looks for Ricks to the right side instead of Lathan. Right block extended, Minix. He'll take it to his left. Far side pass knocked right back to him. Eight to shoot to the far corner tip. Ricks has it. Six to shoot. Eddie drives to the lane. Short shot rims off. No. Rebound cleared away. Suter for Bellarmine. Right sideline to Tipton. Back behind him, Suter. Back to Tipton. He'll curl left, come down the lane. Knocked out of his hands as he goes up for a shot by Trent Scott. I got Trent Scott for a foul, and for Trent, Moorhead number State three, number four and a half for Moorhead State, takes us to a media timeout. 11:34 to go in the ballgame. Moorhead State 36, Bellarmine 32. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State with a 36-32 lead at Bellarmine. 11:34 to go. When I say at Bellarmine, it's actually at their home arena, which is Freedom Hall here in Louisville. Neither team shooting it all that great. The defense has been tight for both teams. Bellarmine at 37%, Morehead State at 35% rebounding, 28-23 MSU turnovers, 7-5 Bellarmine.
Well, before the game, we talked about some of the things we hoped we would see from Morehead State. Number one was take care of the basketball. Check mark. So far, so good. Number two is hit the glass. Bellarmine's not an especially strong rebounding team. Morehead State's usually a pretty decent rebounding team. Like you said, they're up 28-23 there. So check there. They've held Bellarmine down on offense. Only 3 of 12 from behind the arc, and that's a big part of Bellarmine's offense. So they're doing a pretty good job, mostly. It'd be nice to find a little bit more offense right now, though.
Garrett Tipton with 7 points in the ballgame, all from the field, about to shoot his first two free throws of the season. Here's his first one up and in. Bellarmine now within 3. Tipton will attempt to make it 2. Tipton, preseason All-A-Sun player. Next free throw, nothing but net there as well. And now it's a two-point game. Morehead State against some backcourt pressure. Thelwell will bring it all the way up on Tipton. Raced by him, left at the logo to the offensive end. Tipton catches up and fronts him. Thelwell high left. Lathan out for it between the circles. Lathan looking, right corner open. Minix for 3, side of the rim, no. Had a good look, just didn't hit it.
Sure did.
Whelan the rebound for Bellarmine. Midcourt right sideline to Tipton, out to Whelan. High left Freem, right to left out top Suter to the far side. Johnson on Lathan. Up top, Tipton, wide left, Whelan, 17 to shoot. Suter controls up the near wing, free throw line, Freem. Freem on Ricks, plays it down one time, fakes, looks inside at the block, goes off to Suter, spinning left, fades and fires from 5 off the glass and in. We're tied at 36.
That's a really nice move by Suter. He tried to back Riley Minix down and couldn't do that, and then came back with a spin and a fade.
Fell well across the line toward the left hash. Minix calling for it near the logo, comes out for it and takes the ball on the bounce. Wide right, Lathan, back to Minix, angles into the elbow, double-team pass inside to Miles, knocked away from him by Suter. Out of bounds it goes, and they'll give it to Morehead State with 10 on the shot clock as Khalil Thomas comes in for Eddie Ricks for MSU.
Khalil Thomas just needing to get a rest. He's played 23 minutes tonight. He and Thelwell lead that category. Thelwell has played 25 of the minutes so far, so they need a little blow.
Inbounding, Lathan baseline left. Again, 10 on the shot clock. Clears it out to Miles. Back behind him, Thelwell. 8 to shoot. Drew on the drive. Kick to the right corner. Minix open off the screen for 3. Yes!
That's a much-needed basket by Morehead State.
MSU by 3. 39-36. Minix with 14 points. Left wing, Whelan. Out to Johnson. Right hash, Suter. Right corner, Freem. Down low, Whelan on Miles. Trying to shove his way in there. Goes to his left, to his right, and back out to Freeman in the pass. Right wing coming around for it. For the 3 is Whelan.
Whelan looked at, said, oh, I can't beat him down low, so I'll flex out high. He just drained a 3.
39 all the score is. Thelwell clears the line left to right with the dribble. 20 to shoot. Left hash out for Thomas, and now we've got an offensive foul. Did they call this on Thelwell?
No, it's an illegal screen on Minix. Thelwell was coming off the screen, and Minix just a little too much contact.
Third personal foul, team fifth.
They call that the third personal foul on Riley Minix. Is that correct? I got a two. Yeah. Game tied at 39, and Bellarmine with the basketball, 9:43 left to go. Straight away coming out front, Tipton, near side, Suter. Shooter holding. He'll work it to his right to the free throw line. Near side, Whelan driving on Miles to the baseline. Miles hangs with him, kicks it back up top to Freem, around the left to Suter. Man-to-man Moorhead State. Straight away it goes to Whelan, around the right to Tipton. Tipton driving on Thelwell to the free throw line, left of the lane, down low, fakes once, twice, puts it up, it'll roll and go, count it, he's fouled.
That's just a really nice move.
Four points now for Langdon Hatton, and a free throw to come, 41-39 in favor of Bellarmine.
Tipton shoots one. Number 11, Billy Smith.
Billy Smith comes in for Johnson, so Bellarmine gets a little bit bigger. Not a ton.
Tipton has 11 points in this game.
He's played well. You see why he's preseason all A Sun.
Free throw to come, his third of the ball game, and he drops it down good.
Also into the line of
3-point game, Bellarmine leads as McKinney comes in for Tipton. Minix will inbound for Moorhead State to go 94 feet left to right. Thelwell comes back for the ball, being hand-checked by McKinney. Drew across the line, gets through the emblem, between the circles, Minix. Riley plays it down, far wing, curling for it, Thomas out top. Around the right to Thelwell, 17 to shoot. Drew backs it up to his left, straight away to the near side. Lathan drives the lane, looks for help. The Minix ball tipped away.
Nice catch.
9 to shoot, 9:01 to go. Yeah, ricochet a couple of times. He's still able to make that grab.
He still got it.
9 to shoot, Moorhead State, right sideline, front court inbound. Jordan Lathan to Thelwell. Drew back to his left, moves in, baseline cutting. Minix wraparound layup with the right hand, score it. And it looks like a Bellarmine player is down. This is Desmond McKinney. Something happened away from the play. It looked like he got maybe popped in the jaw, because that's what he's holding right now as he walks to the far sideline. Riley Minix, by the way, now with, I've got him at 16 points after that basket, and they're going over to check on the monitor to see if there was a flagrant foul.
Scotty Davenport is screaming at Kyle Bottoms. Kyle finally put his hands up, so that's enough.
42-41, Moorhead State down by one with 8:53 left to go. We talked about it. It's been a physical defensive struggle, and I think they've seen enough. They'll talk to both coaches, explain what they found on that replay monitor.
So I didn't see what happened.
It happened away from the ball. Nothing. As it turned out, according to the officials who looked at the video review, inbounding, Smith on the bounce to Tipton. Moorhead State will play inside the half-court line defensively. Left hash frame and out to Smith to the right and Suter. Bellarmine controls up by one, 42-41. 8:44 to go. Tipton on the drive on Thelwell. Right block to the goal. Blocked by Miles, out of bounds, far corner. Deontay Miles, I think that might be his third block, am I correct?
Third or fourth. Well, they gave Eddie Ricks a block in the first half that he didn't even touch. And Miles got it, so might be a little off.
Bellarmine works the ball after the inbound, 13 to shoot. Suter left side on Minix. Looking down low, Freem not open. Straight away, Smith. He'll launch a line drive, three off the glass and nothing else. Ricochets away after the miss. To Moorhead State's Khalil Thomas, to Drew Thelwell. Bounce ahead to Minix, back to Thelwell. Right arc to Lathan. He'll fake, curl out to his left and go to the near side to Thelwell. Back out to Thomas. Thomas moves in straight away. Thelwell right side, 13 to shoot. Drew to the right side, Minix. He'll fake, move in the paint. He'll take the Euro step, scoop, miss, follow up by Miles is in.
Nice board work from Deontay Miles. He's the biggest man on the floor, and he's played it tonight.
He gives Moorhead State the 43-42 advantage with 7:55 to go. Bellarmine quickly, offensive end, Suter, left corner, Freem. Freem on Minix. Moorhead man-to-man, high left toward the hash. Tipton, cross-court, driving Suter after the pass. Goes on the wraparound, missed it. Offensive rebound, no bash. Whelan back out to Suter. Tries to fight in there toward the near corner. Whelan open for a three. In and out, High in the air, inside the paint, the rebound. Moorhead State's Jordan Lathan.
Good box out by Lathan on Billy Smith. Smith had a pretty good position, and Jordan got in there and boxed him out.
Thelwell controls up top, 17 to shoot. Dumps it to the cutting Miles. Tries to lay up and missed it.
Wow.
Rebound cleared away. Tipton for Bellarmine. Bellarmine the other way. Tipton has it. Free throw line. Back behind him. Whelan left to right for the handoff. Takes it on Thelwell. From the block. Turn. Shoot. Scores.
Whelan's just a little bit bigger than Drew Thelwell. 3 or 4 inches. And he just took advantage of his superior size.
1 point Bellarmine lead. Whelan now with 10 points. Miles out front. High right Thelwell. Left to right out top for it. Thomas. Back to the near side. Thelwell. Right block extended. He clears it off to Minix. Back to Thomas for three. Yes, sir.
That's a huge shot for Khalil Thomas.
12 points for Khalil. Moorhead State up by two. 46-44. 6:30 to go. High right Tipton. Knocked away by Thomas. Ball loose on the hardwood. They tangle up just to the right of the lane. Cream and Thomas. And the jump ball.
Arrow will go to
with
Bellarmine.
The arrow going to Bellarmine. So Moorhead State about to make some lineup changes as we have a media timeout. 6:23 left to go in this barn burner at Freedom Hall. It's Moorhead State 46, Bellarmine 44. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Party's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Moorhead State leads by two with Bellarmine, 46-44. When we come back after the alternating possession light favored the Knights, Bellarmine will get the basketball down in the offensive end. 6:23 remains in this game. Moorhead State for the contest shooting 38%. Bellarmine 39.5, rebounding 31-27. MSU turnovers, Bellarmine 6, seven. Moorhead State 6. Top scorers for Moorhead State, Minix with 16, Thomas with 12. Garrett Tipton leads Bellarmine with 12, followed by Bash Whelan with 10. Moorhead State sending out Ricks, Minix, Thomas, Scott, and Lathan. Suter, Whelan, Tipton, Freem, and Johnson for the Knights of Bellarmine. They have 17 to shoot. Baseline right, Freem on the inbound. Looks down low, Suter not open. Right corner, Whelan on Lathan. Jordan right there on top of him. Now he'll knock him over. Oh, they're going to call a block as Lathan went down. And they're going to call Lathan for the block. And that, I thought, was a charge.
That was a charge all day and twice on Sunday, Chuck. Whelan, that's part of his game. He's a little bit undersized to be a four. And so he'll go down and do a little bump, and that usually gets him a little bit of room so he can do that little quick jumper. But that time, he just knocked Lathan silly.
That was the seventh foul on Moorhead State. Free throw and a miss by Whelan. Moorhead State gets the rebound. Some justice in that. Scott across the timeline, left to right. Skips it up top. Minix to Scott driving. Left corner, Thomas for three. Swish!
Khalil Thomas has really come up big here in this down the stretch for Moorhead State.
15 points for him. 49-44. Moorhead by five. Right block extended. With it. Tipton has his shot blocked by Ricks, taken off the hardwood by Scott to Minix. Morehead stay with it.
Beautiful defense by Eddie Ricks. He waited and waited and didn't get off the floor until the Tipton got up and started to go first, and he got up quicker.
Latham from Scott, far side, Thomas. Thomas swings it to the right wing and back out to Latham. 11 to shoot. Jordan on the penetration at the free throw line. Right side, Scott, 7 to shoot. Scott straight away, spins to his right, comes to the hole, scoops off the window and in.
Big bucket for Trent Scott, just kind of did it all by himself. Morehead State inverted the offense and gave him the whole lane all by himself to go to work.
MSU by 7, 5, 10 to go. High right Freem sets his feet, shoots the three and connects.
Freem!
And that's 6 points for Alec Freem. 5:05 to go. We have a timeout taken, a 30-second timeout taken by the Knights of Bellarmine with Morehead State on top by 4. And we're going to switch this up into a full timeout, so we'll step aside yet again. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go at Freedom Hall. Morehead State 51, Bellarmine 47. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Morehead State with 5:05 to go at Freedom Hall leads host Bellarmine 51-47. MSU is led by as many as 8. They've been down in the second half. I mean, it's been a seesaw affair, and not to be unexpected with what we knew about these two teams coming in.
Yeah, and I don't know what the contract between, just to get off topic a minute, I don't know what the contract's like here. I know there was a home-and-home, and I don't know if this series is extended, but I hope they do.
It's a good series.
It's a good series. It's easy travel for both clubs, you know, fans to get to. And the way they play, the styles, they match up, they make just entertaining ball games.
Full court pressure by Bellarmine. Ricks inbounds from the baseline to Scott. Back to Eddie Ricks. He'll jog it up the left sideline offensive end, leave it to hash Thomas. Thomas to his right and back to the far side, whips it off to Ricks. Ricks backs it up to the hash. 17 to shoot, left block extended. Minix takes the bounce feed. Minix plays it down. They double on him, back to the corner, and Ricks. Eddie driving in. Jump feed right side, Scott in the corner. Thomas open for three. Missed that one. Ricks had the rebound, but Ben Johnson was climbing over his back and picks up a foul. And Johnson was his, or check that, Tipton.
That was
his third. Or rather, first, their third, talking about Bellarmine.
Yeah, Tipton was just holding him down just a little bit on the rebounding action.
Ricks inbounds, 20 to shoot, far corner. Thomas jumps, catches, back out to the hash. Scott wheels out front, down the near side, whips it off to Fellwell. Right block extended. Minix trying to curl to the baseline, can't do it. To Fellwell straight away. Thomas, far side, Scott angling in. He was being held. He scoops it up off the glass and through, though.
And Preston Spreadman really went after Will Howard, the referee, right in front of him. He said, where's the foul on that?
53-47, Morehead State. Bellarmine offensive end. Johnson up top, right sideline, Freem. Down low, Whelan on Minnick, turning to his left, back to his right, hooks it up off the glass, no. Fight for the rebound, Scott had it. Jump ball called, possession light, Morehead State.
Nice job by both those players, actually. Trent Scott had position, and Garrett Tipton really fought to get just even halfway and able to grab the basketball.
Again, the Knights, full court pressure, man-to-man. Thomas looking to inbound, deep in the corner, Thelwell. Drew brings it up on Tipton. Through the emblem and across the line. Drew Thelwell. High right, back to his left. Wide left he goes. Wide right to Ricks. Ricks down the near wing. Skips it off to Minix. Minix one-on-one with Tipton out to Ricks straight away. Thomas, far side, Scott, eight to shoot. 3:41 to go. Scott on the drive again. Got to the hole, lays it up and in.
Boy, this half has been the Trent Scott half.
8 points for Trent, all in the second half. Morehead State leads by eight, 55-47. And now I think we've got something away from the ball as there's a whistle and a foul, I think, against Morehead State. They're going to call it on Trent Scott, and that's his fourth. I've got him for four. Let's see.
Yeah, that's four in him. And just heard from Matt Schabert, the director of media athletic relations, or athletic media relations, and the instant stats for Jordan Lathan are wrong. He only has three fouls, not four.
Okay. 3:27 left to go. We have a timeout on the floor. Morehead State 55, Bellarmine 47. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State leads Bellarmine 55-47, 3:27 to go in the game. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Still waiting to get official word on the foul situation. The computer stats have Jordan Lathan with four, but we believe that is incorrect.
We know that's incorrect. Matt Schabert did go. He just went looking for at the scorebook at the table. So we know that's not working.
Morehead State with eight total fouls in the half, three for Bellarmine. Down at the other end, they're going to give Alec Cream a one-plus-one situation for the Knights. He's got 6 points in the game, one of two at the line. His team trails by eight. Free throw up and in.
Cream, another one of those excellent free throw shooters Bellarmine has on their ball club.
Bellarmine, a very good fundamental basketball team.
Yes.
Frame will shoot a second one, trying to bring his team within six. Flips it up. It'll roll around and go down the drain good. 55-49, Morehead. Inbound. Minix to Thelwell against pressure. They double on Drew.
Nearly
to Riley Minix. Back to Thelwell across the line, right at the logo, off the sideline for it. Scott to the hash. He'll turn left and come out top. Around the right side, Thelwell. 16 to shoot. to Ricks. Ricks has it knocked away by Suter from behind, out of bounds at the MSU bench on the far side with 13 showing on the shot clock. Morehead State inbound through Thelwell. Now they'll switch up and let Trent Scott do the honors. To Thelwell. 10 to shoot. Thelwell out front. Looks for the opening. Penetrates. Left of the lane. Left of the lane from 7. Off the glass. Off the rim. No. Riley Minix knocked down on the rebound. That's a foul on Bellarmine, number 4. I think this is Whelan. Whelan's second foul. So Morehead State, a fresh 20 on the shot clock with 3:01 to play in the ball game, up by 6, inbounding baseline left.
And Morehead State coaches Preston Spradlin and Scott Combs were both really going after Kyle Bottoms, wanting one to hook and hold, which is an automatic flagrant.
Ricks plays it in between the circles to Scott. He'll flip it off to the right side. Thelwell, he'll dribble it back out front to his left. 12 to shoot. Thelwell working on Suter. 8 to shoot. Thelwell turns right, penetrates, skips it off to Riley Minix. Stolen away, though, by Suter on the dive. To Freem. Bellarmine with it. Near side. Johnson fakes a man in the air. Comes down the baseline to the hole. Clears it back out. Suter straight away for 3. In and out. Wouldn't go down the drain. Ricks clears off the board for Morehead. To Trent Scott. Midcourt. Left sideline. Thelwell. Drew driving in to a triple team and fouled on the reach in. I think they got Alec Freem. Nope, they got Whelan again. His third. And number 5 on the Knights comes with 2:27 to go in the contest. Morehead State up 55-49. This has been a dogfight tonight.
It has, and it's been rugged underneath, and it's getting where it's a battle there in the paint.
Baseline right, 20 to shoot. Drew Thelwell for MSU. Right wing Scott. Scott at the arc. Dribbles it back out. Comes free throw line. High left Thomas. Bangs into McKinney. Now backs up. Shoots a 3. Back of the rim. No. Rebound long. Tipped out to Thelwell. Morehead State resets. Drew Thelwell checked by Suter and back tap. Suter with a foul on the reach in. His third personal.
Foul is on number 5. Peter Suter.
That's only the, what is that, 17th foul?
Six.
Number 6.
6.
For Morehead State with an inbound, 2:11 to go, 20 seconds showing on the shot clock as Trent Scott will play it in. MSU by 6. He comes into Thelwell. Scott right to left behind him. Takes the flip pass. Bounce right wing at the arc. Thelwell, 13 to shoot. Drew skips it back out to Ricks. To Thomas. Thomas on the move. Knocked away, stolen by McKinney. McKinney one-on-one with Thomas. Left of the lane, comes to the hole, blocked away by Thomas and Ricks. One of them gets a foul. I think it's Thomas. With 1:54 left to go.
Yep. Yeah, Thomas.
Thomas with number 3.
Thomas, third personal.
Two big turnovers and 3 trips there for Morehead State here down the stretch.
Number 4 of the Knights, Desmond McKinney.
And they've played very cleanly tonight. Just 8 turnovers apiece.
McKinney with a field goal in the first half of 2 points will be going to the line after the 9th team foul on Morehead State. He'll be getting 2, though, because he was in the act of shooting. And McKinney, by the way, is 6 of 6 at the free throw line for the season. It's a 6-point game with Morehead State in front. And we've got a timeout taken by Bellarmine. They are left with 1 in the game. Morehead State still has 3.
Morehead State's going to have to take care of the basketball down the stretch.
Yep.
We talked about it from the get-go. And they've done it pretty well. I mean, 8 turnovers apiece. They've done a very good job.
That last one was a big one.
That was a big one because that gave some momentum back to Bellarmine.
Desmond McKinney, the transfer from North Dakota State, will be line left. Hails from Raytown, Missouri, which is near Kansas City. 6-foot junior at 185 pounds. He'll get 2 freebies with 1:54 left to play.
Scotty Davenport over there is barking at the 2 officials on that side of the floor. I don't know what his beef is.
McKinney's first free throw, he shoves it up and in. Scotty's hobbies are windsurfing and complaining. Second free throw up and good by McKinney.
He put on a show last year at Johnson Arena.
55-51. Moorhead by four, and now we've got the seventh foul, I think, on Bellarmine or Dewey.
No.
Full court, Knights delay pressure. Delay of game warning against Bellarmine.
Yeah.
The inbounder for Moorhead State will be the graduate student, Riley Minix. Again, full court, Knights pressure. Skipped in the Thelwell, back to Minix. 1:52 left to go. Minix up the near sideline on Whelan, cutting left to the logo and got it off to Thelwell. Drew, 19 to shoot, gives it back to Riley Minix. Bumped from behind by Whelan, hands it to Thelwell now behind him, and Whelan reaches it on Thelwell and commits the foul. And Whelan with his fourth. That's important because it's number seven against Bellarmine. So into the bonus finally is Moorhead State for the first time tonight. It comes with 1:38 to go, and the Eagles clinging to a four-point lead.
Drew Thelwell came away from that a little bit gimpy. I think they might have bumped knees. You know,
yeah.
That can hurt. Usually it doesn't mean you're really injured, but it really hurts for a
number
bit.
20,
Deontay Miles in for Moorhead State. Trent Scott out. 10, McKinney out for Bellarmine, replaced by Garrett Tipton.
Miles coming in for Scott seems like an offense for defense type substitution. We're getting down late now. We're having situational substitutions.
Thelwell, 1+1. First one up and perfect. Drew Thelwell, 7 points in the game. He's done a good job as a floor general.
Drew Thelwell's work rate is extremely high. He works about as hard as anybody on his ball club during a ball game, just running the show.
Second free throw. Rolls around the iron, sits on the iron for a moment, then drops through good. Two big free throws. Moorhead up by six, 1:33 left to go. Freem holds it, left side to Whelan, driving on Miles to the lane. Can't find a shot straight away. To Freem coming down the lane. In traffic, kicks it back out straight away. Three ball put up and missed. Rebound Miles. Gives it to Minix. That was Whelan, I think, who took that one.
Yeah.
Minix the other way for Moorhead State. Driving down the lane. Now clears it back out to Thomas right hash. To his left and out to the line and Thelwell. 107 to go, 16 to shoot.
Moorhead State can run some clock now.
Minix to Thelwell. Far corner, Thomas. He'll shoot the three. And he gets it to go in a clutch situation.
That is a dagger.
It's 60-51, Moorhead by nine. Tipton open left side, fires up a three. That doesn't go. Right block rebound, Miles to Thelwell. 47 seconds to go, and Thelwell fouled by Tipton.
Yeah. Now it becomes, if Moorhead State can hit their free throws, they're going to win. But they're going to have to hit their free throws.
Khalil Thomas in this game has knocked down five triples. Has 18 points. Tipton out, replaced by Billy Smith. And at the line to our right, Drew Thelwell after the 18 foul on Bellarmine. 1+1 for Drew, who just hit two free throws.
No.
And he missed that free throw.
Came off.
Rebound Bellarmine. Down the floor come the Knights. Freem straight away. Launching a three. Back of the rim, no. Rebound, Khalil Thomas to Thelwell. 36 seconds to go. Thelwell trying to get away from Smith, who reaches in and hacks him on the arm for a foul, his first. And that's number 10 on Bellarmine, so it's the double bonus for Moorhead State at the free throw line from here on out. Landon Hacker comes in for Bellarmine.
Moorhead State will want to know where he is when you get to the other end. He's the designated three-point shooter.
Thelwell line right for two. Moorhead State by nine, 33.6 seconds to go. Free throw up and in. Through Thelwell. 9 points. Boy, has he developed into quite a player.
Hasn't.
Thelwell with the next one. Line drive, count it.
Returning to the Eagles lineup.
Trent Scott in. Thelwell, a very, very well deserved breather. With 33.6 seconds to go, Moorhead State by 11. Biggest lead of the night for the Eagles. Here comes Landon Hacker. High left. Long three put up and missed. By Ben Johnson. Rebound Moorhead State. Minix to Thomas. Thomas down the floor with a scoop and score.
Basket by Thomas.
MSU by 13. 22 seconds to go. Suter at the left wing. Back out it goes to Johnson. To Smith. Spinning. Scooping. Missing. Rebound. Rick saves it to Miles. Up the floor. Thomas. 8 seconds to go. Thomas to the offensive end. Will slow it down and dribble it out. This ball game belongs to Moorhead State here at Freedom Hall. Your final score from Louisville this evening. Morehead State 64. Morehead State over Bellarmine 64-51. I'm Chuck Moranz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back at Freedom Hall in Louisville, Morehead State evens its record to 3-3 on the year with a hard-fought 64-51 victory over Bellarmine. Bellarmine, with that defeat, falls to 1-4 for all games this season. Looking for the attendance figure tonight, and there it is, 2018. Good crowd, active crowd tonight. Had a good ball game to watch, Dean.
They sure did. It was a very entertaining ball game to watch. It was a hard fought. We expected something very similar, and we got it. You know, these two teams play similar but contrasting styles, and Bellarmine really grinds it on.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hip-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Well, we're back at Freedom Hall. Sorry about a little bit of a technical issue here with the internet. Morehead State wins 64-51 over Bellarmine to improve to 3-3 on the year. Bellarmine 1-4. 13-point win, Dean, but the 13 points, this game was a lot closer than that for the most part. until the very end.
Absolutely. And I was making a point when we got kicked off the internet that if you remember last year, Morehead State went down to Mercer and just got drilled. And it was like, oh, what's going on? You know, we think these teams should be better than that. And then they come back and get a nice win like this. And this is the kind of win that will give the team confidence, let them show that, you know, this is a quality program playing in a big old historic arena, and come in here and get a nice win out of it. It should make them feel better.
Morehead State looking ahead to action now on Wednesday at home at 3 p.m. against Midway, and a lot of heroes in this ball game. Morehead State really had to fight for this one. Kind of like that, though, Dean. When you have to fight for the win, it kind of makes you a little bit better.
Absolutely, and like you said, a lot of heroes. Riley Menix had 16 points, and you talked about it. Don't know if anybody's ever worked harder for 16 points than what he had to tonight. Another player that I think really came up big is Deontay Miles. Ends up with double-figure rebounds with 10, and that was huge. And he was such a presence as a goal defender, as a rim protector, especially in the first half, but it carried through both halves. They've got him officially for two blocks. I thought he had at least three, or not four, but very nice win for Morehead State, and some very really nice individual performances by several of these Eagles.
We'll step aside here, come back, and look at the numbers from this contest at Freedom Hall. Once again, Morehead State wins it 64-51 over Bellarmine. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden on the Eagles Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
You're invited to Hinton Mills' annual Old Time Christmas event this Saturday from 8 to noon at our Flemingsburg location. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on site to visit with children. Kids can color Hinton Mills themed coloring sheets, enjoy milk and cookies, make their own ornaments, and get a free bag of Hinton Mills reindeer feed, all while supplies last. There'll be live Christmas music and many local crafts and limited edition Hinton Mills gift items available. That's this Saturday at our Flemingsburg location. Check Facebook for more details. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their kids since 1918.
Morehead State wins at Bellarmine, 64-51. 2018 at Freedom Hall saw this battle tonight. Let's look at the numbers from the contest. First of all, for Bellarmine, two players in double figures in terms of scoring. Garrett Tipton had 12, Bash Wieland with 10. 8 points apiece for Alec Freem and Ben Johnson. 4 points coming from Desmond McKinney. 3 points, Landon Hacker, two each. Langdon Hatton and Billy Smith. Zach Jennings played but didn't score. Peter Suter also had 2 points, by the way. Knights were 18 of 52 from the field, just under 35%, 5 of 21 outside the arc. At the line, 10 of 13, out-rebounded by Morehead, 42 to 29. Bellarmine with 9 assists, 8 turnovers, 1 block, 4 steals. Flipping the page over to the MSU numbers, the top scorer, Khalil Thomas, 20 points tonight, 16 points for Riley Minix, as we talked about, 10 points for Drew Felwell, 8 for Trent Scott, all in the second half, and many of them came at key times. Deontay Miles chipped in 6 points, 4 for Jordan Lathan, Eddie Ricks, Jerome Morton, and Zach Iemi played but didn't score. Morehead State was 25 of 59 from the field, just over 42%, 9 of 26 from three-point land, just about 35%, and from the free-throw line, 7 tries, 5 makes, that's 71.4%. Again, out-rebounding Bellarmine, 42 to 29. Morehead State with 14 offensive rebounds. Top board man for MSU, Deontay Miles, with 10. The Eagles had 14 assists in the ball game, 6 of them by Thelwell. Just 8 turnovers, 6 blocks, 4 by Eddie Ricks, and 5 steals. Morehead State wins it, 64-51. Coming back to talk to Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Morehead State wins it at Bellarmine tonight, 64-51. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, we've talked about it, Dean and I, all night long. This game has just been an absolute fist fight.
Well, we knew it would be. You and I talked about it in the pregame, you know, if it was going to be a defensive battle, and it certainly was. I mean, the score at halftime, 20-22, and we were really defending at a high, high level. We just struggled to find our offense, and credit them. They're a good defensive team. They're switching. They're tight pack line. They make it hard for you to score off of your sets. And so with that, you got to find a different comfort level, because you're comfortable running your stuff and scoring off of that. But when that's not working, then you got to say, okay, what are we defaulting into, and how are we going to gain our advantages, and where are they going to be? And I thought our guys at halftime did an unbelievable job of coming out and really just making the adjustment, executing the things. And what it did is it got us downhill drives, and it got us layups, and it gave us good inside out open threes. And then obviously we had a chance to rebound at a high level. Those with 14 offensive rebounds, a huge stat for us.
Yeah, just about to say that in a game like this that's so even and such a struggle to get good shots at both ends, the team that out-rebounds the other has a huge advantage.
Yeah, and, you know, we're plus 13 on the glass. We get 14 offensive rebounds, 15 second chance points. That's huge. And the other thing we talked about in the pregame, Chuck, obviously the turnover margin for us. I told you, we're a really good shooting team. We're a really good rebounding team. We can't do it when the possession doesn't hit the rim, when we turn it over. So having only 8 turnovers tonight gave us a chance to flex those muscles on the shooting and on the rebounding, and obviously that's going to be who we are. So I'm really proud of our guys of just, you know, because that was deflating the last 2 games, the amount of times we turned the ball over. And so for them to come out here and bounce back and really have great ball security tonight was really impressive.
Well, it was really a total team effort, because it takes a team to play defense the way you did tonight. But when we talk about the offensive side of the game, Khalil Thomas tonight, 20 points, 15 in the second half, 4 of his 5 threes came in the second half. And then Trent Scott had 8 points.
Yeah.
People say that's not a lot. Yeah, they were a lot. They were a lot of points when you talk about they were all in the second half, and it seemed like he was being more aggressive and getting his shot and driving to the hole.
Without a doubt, you know, and Trent got down on himself, obviously, in that last game. You know, he had a tough game at Penn State and a good amount of turnovers, and he did a lot of good things defensively. He had a couple defensive mistakes here tonight early on. And he wanted to hang his head, and his teammates picked him up, and they just know how important he is to our team. And he gave us some super valuable minutes here tonight. He just drove the ball and finished and made the right plays and got stops for us, and we need that from Trent. And I'm super proud of him for providing that for us in a close game tonight.
Yeah, we could talk about a lot of guys. I thought Riley Minnix, Dean and I mentioned this after the game, that if anybody's worked harder for 16 points, I'm not sure who it was. He also had 8 rebounds. Deontay Miles was a game changer defensively inside with his presence there. He had 6 points, 10 rebounds. And then Drew Thelwell was Drew Thelwell tonight, at floor general at both ends of the floor, getting you in the right sets offensively, but leading the defense down at the other end, doing a good job of handling the ball. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. So, I mean, we could talk about just about everybody in some way, shape, or form.
Everybody, you know, looking at those assists, that's huge. You know, Drew, 6 assists, only 1 turnover. Riley, 3 assists. And you talked about having to work for it. You know, they will habitually double the post. And, you know, we don't post Deontay a ton in this type of game. We will move him forward. But knowing that they're going to blitz, you know, and trap, we wanted to post it. We wanted to have really good post spacing and then attack it. We did a terrible job of that in the first half. We showed the guys a couple clips. We drew it up, made the adjustments, and then that opened things up for us. And so that allowed Riley to get some assists, and he got some hockey assists off of it as well. 2 big blocks from Deontay, 4 blocks from Eddie Ricks. And those guys just get on the glass, double-figure rebounds for Deontay is huge. We need that from him every single night.
One thing you talk about a lot, and we talked about it in the pregame show, and this was in relation to the turnover issue that your team had dealt with the last couple of games, make the extra pass. I saw a bunch of that tonight.
Tons of it. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. We really got that ball moving here tonight, and we made the extra pass an easy play. That's it. We need to get that printed on a T-shirt, because that's been, you know, what we've been just preaching to our guys, and we show them. We show them the times when we do it well, and then we show them the times where we're not doing it so well. And one or two of our turnovers came from trying to make the extra pass an easy play. I know J2, Jordan Latham there in the first half, our first turnover, I believe, came when he was trying to make the extra pass. Guy was open. They just read it really well and jumped up and got a hand on it. But you're exactly right. We really shared the basketball, took and made quality shots tonight. I mean, we shoot 43%, hold them to 35. You know, 14 assists on 25 made field goals for us. And even just as important, they only get 9 assists on 18 made field goals. And so, you know, that assisted field goal rate's an important one for us and a margin that we certainly want to win.
How important was this win? I know that it was a disappointing game at Penn State, and one that maybe without all those turnovers you can be in, but to bounce back and play a tough in-state opponent and win on their floor, I think has to be huge in a lot of different ways.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the timing of it, as you mentioned, coming off, and we've had so much travel, you know, playing 6 games and 15 days, I think, is what we've done. That's a lot of ball games, especially with all but 2 of those being on the road, and it wasn't like our travel was easy or our opponents were easy. So great resilience, great toughness, means a ton to win on the road, but to do it at the timing that you just mentioned, with the things that we talked about, but it gives you so much momentum, and the in-state factor is special. You know, I mean, it's a really good Bellarmine team. They're playing in a tough league in the A-Sun. They're going to be up to near the top of that league. You know, this is a good team. They got 90% of their scoring back from last year. they're going to be a real problem. And so it's a big win for our team.
Moving forward, you play again on Wednesday. Not much turnaround time before you take on Midway at 3 p.m. at Johnson Arena.
Yeah. Don't know much about them other than I peeked at their schedule, and I think they play tonight at Tennessee State. They play tomorrow here at Bellarmine, and then they got us. So they got a quick turnaround for us, but certainly for those guys. And so, we'll make sure that we go back. We enjoy this one tonight. We'll get up tomorrow, go to class, and we'll watch this. We'll learn from it, and then we'll get ourselves ready for, to hopefully take care of business at home going into and enjoying a little turkey day on Thursday.
Have a safe trip home.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. His team wins tonight at Freedom Hall over Bellarmine 64-51 before 2018 in the building. We'll come back for our final post-game report segment on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bone-in turkey breasts, specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. The 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, just $1.88. And save big with Marie Callender pies, low price of only $5.99. Buy 5 Kraft Heinz Planters or Kellogg products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA. IGA.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase 4 new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Again, Moorhead State wins it tonight at Freedom Hall over Bellarmine, 64-51. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. Time to name our MSU star of the game. We'll go again with 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, the UMass Lowell transfer, Khalil Thomas. 20 points tonight to lead all scorers in the contest. He also had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal in 33.5 minutes of play. Khalil Thomas, our MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State basketball coming up on Wednesday. It's a women's men's doubleheader at LST Johnson Arena, starting at 1 o'clock with the women's game against Ohio. Airtime with Tom Lewis at 12:45. The men's game set for 3 o'clock or thereabouts. I'll be along 15 minutes before that one to kick things off as MSU takes on Midway. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Dean Harden. I'm Chuck Meraz, reminding you, final score tonight from Freedom Hall, Moorhead State 64, Bellarmine 51. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
Been listening to Moorhead State basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn,
Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.